I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Should she let her 5-year-old open 20 gifts at once that he got for his birthday? She and her husband are having a little difference of opinion when it comes to this. If you ever find yourself in a dilemma or you have a question, want some advice from the Burt Show fam, hit us up. Just go to theburtshow.com. Our email is producer@theburtshow, and we will gladly read your email on air, try to give our thoughts, and also throw it out there to the Burt Show fam and see if they can give any advice. Abby's got this one.
Hey, Burt Show. My son just had a big birthday party where he received probably about 20 gifts or so. He just turned 5.
Oh, he's a whole hand. Oh, big deal. This many.
My husband and I have different thoughts about handling the gifts, but we're wondering what most people do. Do you let your kids open and have all of them at once? Or do you give them the gifts and spread them out over time? I do want to do thank you cards and have my son help write them, but I hate to wait too long to get them out. My husband suggested us opening the gifts so we can write the cards and our son can still help write them, and he will probably not think much of it when he doesn't see the actual gift and just writes it. I kind of just want to let him open them all now. We are not the type to go over the top for birthdays or Christmas. We do just a few presents usually, so this is a special occasion. We're having just a little bit of behavioral issues with him right now, and we are starting him on a chore chart. So another idea we talked about was letting him get a present or two after he does chores for the week. But for some reason, that isn't sitting right with me. I can't explain why exactly. So just looking to hear people's thoughts on it. Thank you. Signed, Curious Parent. P.S. Sorry, realized I didn't explain why my husband doesn't want to give him all the presents at once. Not sure if it's obvious or not. He just feels like it would be too overstimulating to do it all at once. I think he is also thinking our son will appreciate the gifts a little more, getting them one or two at a time rather than all at once, which I get, but I also get just being a kid and it's a special occasion. Thanks again.
Because as a mom, I am siding with the mom because it's a birthday. It's a special occasion. They're his gifts that people were very kind enough to think about, purchase, wrap, and give to him. At the same time, he's 5. He's not an adult. Because I am big on treating kids like humans, right? And like the way you speak to a kid, like, is that how you would like to be spoken to? Mm-hmm. And I get when it comes to discipline, and that's the whole like, I'm spacing on the terminology of it. And it's not soft parenting, gentle parenting. So there's this whole movement of gentle parenting, right? So you're talking to your child, you're acknowledging their feelings because their feelings are valid just like everybody else's. And I feel like, you know, you don't want to scream or yell or, you know, attack your child for having these feelings because that's not how you would want somebody to talk to you or how you would talk to a stranger or somebody at work, et cetera. Like, insert any adult here, right? At the same time, kids need discipline and they need to know certain things are right, certain things are wrong, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. So there's like this fine line or balance. My husband and I are not on the same page when it comes to that. Shocker. I'm the gentle one. I'm a Cancer. Go figure. Mm-hmm. So I get like giving him all the toys at once, but maybe it's like he can open all of them and then like he can, but again, even rewarding him with the toys with a chore chart still doesn't really seem fair because he's almost being punished before he's even done something wrong.
Mm-hmm. I also think it's unfair to the people who have given him the gift. Like, I know when I go to somebody's birthday party, in my family, we would always open gifts at the party. So you would get to see somebody's reaction to what you got them. And if it's a new fun outfit, like maybe it's a sports jersey for this 5-year-old's favorite team. And, you know, it's 6 months down the line. And it's like, oh my gosh, did you wear that Bears jersey to the game? And it's like, oh no, he hasn't opened that gift yet. I see it kind of from like that people's.
So fun fact, kids don't open the gifts at parties anymore.
They don't?
Oh. Like we did it for my son's first birthday, but, and the other birthday parties we've gone to, cause now that we're like in a preschool, we're making like the toddler circuit of parties. Mm. Yeah. You bring the gift, but they keep that party moving, baby. They keep that party moving. You eat your cake and you're bouncing, you're gone.
Well, first of all, I'm hating because I've never gotten 20 gifts on one occasion in my entire life. My initial thought was, yeah, like there is gifts, let him open his gifts and have a good time. But I when I was raised, I was taught that you have to earn your gifts, even when they're gifts. Like, so if I wasn't behaving or doing the things that I was supposed to do, my parents didn't care. You're going to have to do what we ask you to do, even if it is your gift. So I wouldn't be mad at if they allowed him to open 5 or 10 of the gifts and then you kept some of the gifts for like, okay, once you do these chores, you'll get a gift every single time you do it, to where it starts to reinforce to him that you have to also behave, and even gifts are some sense of a reward.
All right. Hey, Liz, thank you so much for calling and joining the conversation. I knew somebody would be able to help out our listener here. What advice do you have for her?
Yeah, so I have a 6-year-old, and every birthday he's always gotten more than enough presents that he can handle. I always have let him open everything that he gets, and I take a good bit of them away. Like, I'll let him say, okay, you can take maybe a few, maybe like, let's say 4. And the rest of them, especially if they're big, like items, I take them away, I hide them, or even without his knowledge, I'll just take them away, store them away, and then periodically throughout the year, if he's good, whatever, I say, hey, here, you can have this. Just because I'm like, hey, it's a special occasion, mm-hmm. It's your birthday. You know, no need to like let it wait. I let him open everything. That way everybody gets to enjoy seeing him open the presents as well.
Thank you, Liz. We appreciate it.
The Burt Show.
So we are about to start texting for Claire here. And we all have this friend, right, that can bag the first date. But for whatever reason, the follow-up date just doesn't happen. Claire is not that person, but her friend is. Claire thinks she knows why, and she wants our help breaking it to her friend. Hello, Claire.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Okay. Your email says that your friend is really depressed and confused.
Yeah, it's super sad. It makes me sad, too.
All right. Tell us what's going on with her.
So just to give you like a little background, you know, I'm in this girl group. There's about 5 of us. And, you know, we're all pretty close and we're all in relationships except our one friend. Let's call her Rachel. And she's really, like, nice and pretty and, like, she's super funny. And she does go on lots of dates. And like you said, she does, like, you know, have problems getting that a second date. And, like, we all feel like we know why she isn't getting, like, the second dates, but we're like just so embarrassed to like, you know, bring it up to her because it's like kind of a really personal thing.
Okay, before we even find out what that is, how close to her are you?
So we're pretty close. I wouldn't say we're like the best friends out of the group, but like, you know, we care about each other and, you know, I'd say we're pretty good friends.
All right. Just so I have all the info, is there anybody else in this girl group that is closer to her than you are?
I don't think so. I was the one who introduced her to the group. You know, we met like at work, not as coworkers, but I did meet her there and she seemed pretty cool. So I did introduce her to the group. But yeah, so I'd say I'm probably the closest one to her.
Okay, so what is yours and your friend's hunch on why she is not getting a second date time and time again?
It's her body odor.
No.
Yeah. And it's like really bad. Like you can smell her from like feet away. And some days are worse than others, I'll say that, but
and I'm sure the summer is brutal.
Oh yeah. It's and it just makes me feel so bad for her because it's like this big elephant in the room and like I feel like we have to do something because I can't let it stand.
And you guys think that that's the reason why she's not getting second dates is because when these guys get a whiff of her on their first date, they don't think mm-hmm. they can stomach a second.
Yeah, and she meets all these guys online, so it's not like they have like
yeah,
you know,
right?
Scratch and sniff. Yeah. How could you imagine?
I bet that's coming. I bet that's coming.
You guys have never had like any kind of casual dialogue about this. Like this is going to come from completely out of left field to her.
Yeah, we've talked about it obviously with each other, but never said anything. I mean, maybe like offering like body spray when we're all getting ready to go out or something, but like. You guys probably know that doesn't do much, but and like we've all been saying how like I'm the most tactile in the group. Obviously, I'm close with her, like closer, and you know, so they're thinking I should do it, but I feel like I can't. Like I have no idea, like how, you know.
How sensitive is she? Do you think if you bring this up to her, it would be the kind of thing that would make her not want to be friends with you anymore?
Maybe like I'm imagining, like I'm definitely imagining her getting very upset and like just being like feeling insecure or whatever. I don't want to make her feel bad. I just kind of want to bring her awareness to it.
And two questions. Know? Is she kind of like, as far as her lifestyle, she's very natural. So she's opposed to like regular deodorants that have all that aluminum in them. Cause I mean, I know
exactly.
I use a natural deodorant, Is she one of those type of people?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
All right. Good to know.
That's real good info. Because I tried that non-chemical-y stuff, and the first couple of weeks I reeked, but then it was cool.
Yeah. No. And I use the natural stuff too, and it's great. The second thing is, has she specifically come and asked you or your friend group, why am I not getting second? Why do you think I'm not getting second dates? Has she like lamented enough that you are within your right as a friend to offer up this unsolicited advice?
Yeah, you know, she literally, like, this past weekend, she was, you know, crying to us about it. And we were trying to console her, telling her, you know, it's not you, you know. And we tried to make her feel better, but, you know, it was recent, so, yeah.
All right, so, Claire, give us a couple of minutes here, and then when we come back, I've got an idea or some ideas on how to text your friend and say, look, we got to do something here. I think we have an understanding on why you're not getting a second date. So we'll try to put together a strategy and we'll start texting your best friend coming up in just a couple of minutes, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Okay, we're about to start texting one of Claire's friends here who time and time again isn't getting a second follow-up date with dude. She's got no problem getting the date. Either it's on dating apps or online or what have you. It's the second date that she's really frustrated and it's kind of put her into like this mini depression. She's a little on the confused side. And Claire and her girlfriend group thinks that she needs to have a very sensitive texting conversation with the friend to say they all think it's because it's her body odor. And obviously her friend doesn't know that this is a problem. So how do you even tell somebody that? When you initially told us this, Claire, before we start texting here, I'm wondering if we address the one or two times that she didn't necessarily smell good yet not attach it to all of the dates? Because I can see her getting just so embarrassed if we are pinpointing that. She's going to go through her heads on all the dates she's had. Oh, my God, how long have I smelled like this and you guys haven't told me? So I wonder if we bring it up as a new thing and don't attach the dates to it.
Yeah, because correlation is not causation. And also, it feels like a pile-on. If we're like, you stink, and that's why you're single. You know what I mean? It's like, not only are you single, but you're single and you stink.
Yeah, I don't think it would hurt her feelings less. It's going to hurt her feelings either way. But, like, it wouldn't hurt her feelings a little less to know that you are presenting her with this information for a cause of something that she has complained about in her life, as opposed to just simply doing it because, like, we don't like it.
I was thinking that if Kristen was going to approach me on something like this, yeah, I'm going to be awkward. It's going to be embarrassing for me. But she would do it out of the goodness of her heart. I mean, I know Kristen. I know she doesn't have a mean bone in her body. And I'm assuming your friend thinks the same of you. I'm just concerned that if we say this is the reason why you're not getting a second date, it's going to lead to more anxiety because now she starts to, again, play that film in her head on how many guys and how long has this gone on for. I wonder if we present it as a new problem.
I see Mo's side, though. It seems like the end, rather than just telling your friend they stink, but like, hey, you've come to us, like you've come to me about this issue about second dates, and I have a theory.
It's tough. I'm just thinking of it in terms of, I feel like I would receive it better if I felt like you were telling me in order to help me in some area of my life, as opposed to just simply telling me because
you stink.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
That's how I was thinking about it.
Abby, you're taking a side either way.
Well, I like what you said about the natural deodorant. Like, I almost wonder if there's a take that we can have that focuses more on the fact that, like, her natural deodorant and her natural way of eliminating odor is the problem. Because then it's not, you smell, you stink, this is why you're single. It's like, hey, I've been trying out that natural deodorant. It's not working for me. How do you feel like it's been working for you? And we sort of weasel our way into the conversation.
Well, what if she turns around and goes, oh, it's great. No problems here.
Yeah.
Then I feel like, then we got to go, what? Yeah, there is.
Then I feel like that's when you play hardball. But I don't know. I just feel like that's a little bit more of a sensitive way to take it rather than just going straight for, you reek.
You know what? Let's let her decide. Claire, Mober, Abby, what if we were like, hey, I know you're upset about not getting second dates with these guys. If I had a theory as to why this you weren't getting these second dates, but it could be harsh to hear, would you want to hear it?
I like that.
As your friend, I want this to be helpful, not hurtful. Is this information you would be open to?
I think that's the text right there.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Claire?
Okay.
I agree. I think that sounds great.
Okay, perfect. So, Claire, you're going to text her and be like, hey, I've been thinking about your dilemma.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I've been thinking about your dilemma.
I know you've mentioned several times your first dates never lead to second dates. I have a theory as to why this may be happening. You're my friend, and the last thing I want to do is hurt your feelings. Do you want me to share this theory with you?
Who's going to turn around and go, no, I'm good.
Bye, y'all. That's when you can always say, you asked. You know what I mean?
It's such a good tease. I don't know how she says no to this. Like, no, right. I'm good. Because right. Now I'm curious. Mm-hmm.
Can I speak for Cassie for just 1 second?
Sure.
This whole thing stinks. If Cassie was here, she would have said it. That was not my joke. That is Cassie's joke by proxy.
Do you remember back in the day how it was so cheesy and corny, but whenever you parted ways with somebody, you always be like, smell you later.
I get mad when Tiffany doesn't stink.
You're weird.
That is such a weird, every time you say that, it's such a weird thing.
I want her working out right
she
after.
She texted me back, guys.
Hold on. I'm about to tell them more about my fetish. My under armpit fetish.
Are you going to have her rub like a handkerchief under her armpits and put it in your luggage for Japan?
What a great idea. But it has to be after a spray tan because that's my favorite. Spray tan and sweat together. Oh, it's so gross. It's so hot.
She's sweating after a spray tan?
Yes, it's so hot.
She got to be streaky as hell.
It stinks under there. It's
oh my God.
It's so hot. All right, what did she hit you back with?
All right, guys. She said, absolutely, .. Enlighten me. At this rate, I'm going to be 80 and single.
Okay. All right.
All right.
She's open to it.
All right. What do we say?
You stink.
I don't think your deodorant's working. That's what we should say.
Okay.
Just straight like that?
Well, no, yeah. I want you to start with, again, I want to reiterate, this is coming from a place of kindness. I don't think your deodorant is working.
Okay, be prepared for this, because she's going to go, how long has this been going on? Right? That's what my first question would be. Because how long has she not been able to get second dates?
Well, how long have you known her to stink?
I mean, we've all been friends for 6 months now, so...
6 months?
Yeah, 6 months.
I'd have questions. Once I got past the awkwardness, I'd have so many questions. How long has this been going on? Is everybody talking about this? Yeah. Mm-hmm. When did you first notice it? I'd have so many questions. I would also deny it probably, too. Like, this can't be the reason why I'm not getting second dates.
Be in denial.
Yeah, she might even turn it around on Claire here and feel like she's being a bit of a mean girl. I mean, 6 months isn't too long of a time to be friends with someone.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. God's good being a guy, man. I just straight up tell you.
Yeah.
You straight up tell me.
Like, just like that.
Ain't damn, no you're weak.
Ain't no thing. Yeah.
Must be nice.
Yep.
Be like, did you go dumpster diving today?
Yeah, my friends threw me in a dumpster after I got thrown into Lake Michigan. Aren't they so funny?
She said, okay, ouch, but I'm not just upset about recent dates. I've been single for years.
Well, you stank for years.
Exactly.
I think you say, like,
I can only go by what I've known of you.
Just thought it might be helpful.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Use my code for degree for 10% off. Claire25.
Oh, God. Right. I'm thinking of all the places you wouldn't want to be with her. Like, whenever you go to tapings of American Idol and everybody always raises their hands and, like, sways them back and forth.
God. Oh, my goodness.
An airplane.
Uh-huh.
You just can't go anywhere.
Mm-mm. A theme park.
Oh.
The gym.
Yep.
Long car rides.
Oh, a road trip.
Elevator.
Mm. Oh. At least that's fleeting.
Mm-hmm. She said, what you've known of me, ? You know me to stink, ? That's what I'm known for, ?
Yeah, you guys really messed that one up.
Just say, no, it's something I've noticed.
Should we say something I've noticed from time to time, or we being honest here?
Is it all the time, Claire?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. All right, be like, it is something I've noticed, but just now feel comfortable telling you because of how much I value you as a friend.
Mm.
That's good.
Should we also add, instead of saying that last part, should it be also because I know how much this whole situation has been affecting you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I value it as a friend, and I also know how much your current dating situation has affected you.
Okay. Sent.
That was just...
Oh, she answered.
Yep.
She said, something you noticed when?
Uh-oh.
?
Oh. January 15th.
7 p.m.
The exact date, yeah.
I think you say, like, I can't pinpoint an exact date, but it's been enough to where I have a hunch that this might be the cause of you not getting second dates.
Boom.
That verbatim.
Boom.
All right. Sent.
I could be wrong. It could be your breath also. It could be the way you dress.
Could be your feet.
There's a lot of things. Right. You're a close talker.
No, the
could be that also.
Oh my God.
She could be a spitter.
Back up off me.
Yep. Accidental spitter.
Yeah.
Have you ever been talking to somebody and they spit something in your mouth?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or on your food.
Something flicked out of her mouth and landed.
Oh no.
It was white.
I feel like every time, you know, we don't do them often anymore, but we do like bar appearances, it becomes like that at like midnight. Mm-hmm. Where you're like dodging spit,
yes,
like
absolutely.
It's like you're in the Matrix.
Because uh-huh.
Everybody has to talk close to you. Hey, you remember that bit you did December 3rd when you called that guy and he hung up on you and just spitting all over?
Exactly like that.
So she said, so you've quote unquote noticed this on more than one occasion?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, just say yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nothing else?
Nope.
All right.
Short and sweet.
I mean, it's awkward for her. So, I mean, I think this is probably natural to ask questions and...
processing it.
She probably doesn't want to believe this either.
I will say, this is going surprisingly well. If someone told me I smelled, I don't know if I would take it this well.
Yeah,
it's not too bad.
She's very receptive.
Mm-hmm.
It just always shocks me that you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't smell yourself.
For it to be an all the time thing.
Right.
Oh, She said, honestly, I think it might just be you. I think you are extra sensitive. Nobody has ever said this before.
What? Be like, then just respond back. Okay.
Could be. You might be right.
Yeah.
All right.
You might be right. It was just a hunch. Hope you're not offended.
Okay. There you go. Perfect. What Bert just
That's
said.
That's great.
Love you.
It was just a hunch.
Enjoy dying
alone.
Hope
you're not offended. Love you.
Enjoy spinsterhood.
Oh my goodness.
Can you like sneak into her house tonight and like put in a bunch of like for, like those Glade plugins all over her house? And maybe that'll like stick to her.
Or Febreze. Yeah, isn't Febreze like
every time she come around?
Oh, she said thanks for the theory, period.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's all you can do.
Okie dokie.
I think we've planted a seed.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
She's probably not going to ask you to go to dinner anytime soon.
No, Claire, what you have to do is text your other friends and be like, all right, I jumped on this stank grenade for everybody, and I told her, and she thinks it's me, not her. So when she comes to you and says, hey, do I smell? Don't sit there and be like, no.
I don't know where Claire's coming from. Yeah. Like, Claire is. How dare she say that?
Exactly. So don't let them drive over you with the stink bus. Like, let them know. I told her she's being incredulous about it. So if she comes to you, be honest.
Yeah, I need backup for this one.
Okay. You got it. You got your point across, though. She's probably going to listen to your advice. She is just, it's awkward, man.
She's
it's really
hurt.
Awkward. She's hurt.
Yeah. Mm.
She's probably, and once she settles down, things are going to be just fine. But right now, it's just awkward. But Kristen's got a great point. You got to get to your friends immediately.
Mm-hmm. Like right now.
Yes. Yeah. So she's going to text and be like, do I stay?
She's going to start sniffing around for sure.
Thank God, it's about time she started.
All right, Claire, good luck.
Thank you so much for all your help, guys.
Hey, Claire, smell you later. See
ya. I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you got to have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't gotta worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it? The Bert Show.
He just started dating again and got dumped after just 2 dates.
Oh, that's brutal.
And it's all because of his dead parents.
What?
What?
I know. I'm like, make it make sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you ever have a dilemma, a story you want to share, you just want to, you know, you need some feedback from somebody who's not involved in this situation, hit us up at thebertshow.com or, you know, shoot us an email at producer@thebertshow. All right, Abby, I'm going to let you take this one.
I've recently started dating again after a long-term relationship ended. After dating just one woman in this new single life, I'm in need of advice. That's because after 2 dates, she decided it was not a good idea to continue. I was really surprised because she seemed to really like me. I asked her to just be blunt with me about why, because I needed to know what I had done wrong. She said she couldn't see a future with someone in my quote unquote situation. When I asked for clarification, she actually told me that my parents dying young was a deal breaker.
Do what?
Yep.
Wow.
For context, both of my parents passed away in their early 50s. She said she couldn't date someone like me for fear of becoming an early widow due to the history of early deaths in my family.
Okay, I took that. I that's not where my mind was going.
Where was your mind going?
I don't know where it was, but that didn't pop into my head that she's worried about family history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the fact that like whatever caused his parents to die early may cause him to pass early. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that didn't even cross my mind.
I thought she was trying to say based on the kind of person that she would assume he is because of his parents dying young, that it was a red flag.
That
which would be
harsh.
Exactly.
I was and still am a bit shocked by this. It hadn't even occurred to me that my parents' young deaths could be a red flag to someone I'm dating. I certainly had no control over it, and I'm sure the idea of dying early like my parents isn't something I hope will happen or even want to think about.
Yeah, now she's basically telling them, you're going to die in your 50s, I don't want to date you. Like, that's so jacked up.
It is.
And what if his parents died in a car crash? I'm assuming that's not the case. He must have disclosed that something health-oriented is what caused them to pass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because if it was just a car accident, she's like, well, bad karma ain't going to follow me. Mm-hmm. Not today. Where did I go? I certainly had no control over it, and I'm sure the idea of dying early like my parents isn't something I hope will happen or even want to think about. But now, I can't help but wonder if this is something other people would consider about a potential partner. I have a date coming up this weekend with somebody new. Should I avoid telling her about my parents? I wouldn't want to give her the impression that I'm hiding anything, but at the same time, I don't want to prematurely judged based on something that isn't in my control. I'm interested to hear your thoughts and if you would hesitate to date someone like me. Signed, Mason.
All right, Mason. I don't recall talking about my parents on a first date. I don't think it has to come up. I don't think that, and obviously something like that, that's tragic. Not that you should hide that or be ashamed of it, but that's like some pretty heavy news. I'm not saying you're trauma dumping by sharing that your parents have passed away. Not at all. But I don't feel like that's something that needs to be disclosed on the first date.
I don't either. I wouldn't go out of my way to disclose it if it didn't come up. It doesn't have to. If I were asked, I would be honest. I mean, that first date, I wouldn't allow that date to make me feel like I should change anything, because that's one of them situations where someone's red flag is the actual red flag. And if she feels that way, I wouldn't want to date her either. So if it came up, if I was asked, I would talk about it, but I wouldn't go out of my way
to talk
about it.
That's like red flag inception.
Yes.
Your red flag
is a red flag.
Is actually a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mind blown. Yeah, I get the sense that the girl that you were dating or the guy that you were dating, girl that you were dating, went into an anxiety spiral. So I know for me, and I know for a lot of my friends, sometimes when we are in that early stages of dating and we start to get a little nervous about, oh my gosh, is this it? Because am I going to be with this guy for the next year? You kind of have like a little bit of like a... the future that you thought that you had is now shifting to, well, maybe it could be with this person. And I kind of feel like she just sort of was like, dude, what if that happens to me? What, you know what I mean? Kind of like catastrophizing.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this a lot. So I think this is just an isolated incident with this woman who needs to take her Xanax, and I'm sure it'll be fine moving forward.
Well, as someone who's been very open about, like, you know, your paranoia and catastrophizing and worst case scenario, living in worst case scenario land. If you met a guy and found out on a first date that both of his parents had passed at a young age, would that have any bearing on whether or not you went out with him again?
For me, I feel like it was almost like she wanted a reason to not like him. You know what I mean? Because if I'm out with a guy and we're vibing and everything's great and he's like, oh, by the way, both my parents are dead, I'm not like, scrap that. Like, I'm done. I think it was just her looking for a reason not to like him because maybe she got a little scared or just wasn't into it anymore.
Get it. The Burt Show.
All right, time to move on and make fun of our friend Katie.
Katie's mom is officially a genius for what she did the other day because it literally made me laugh harder than I think I've ever laughed in my life.
Oh, that's quite the claim.
That is a huge claim, because I've told everybody, I feel like whenever you can make Mo like belly laugh, it's like a massive badge of honor.
Yeah, I replayed that clip that earlier in the week of me playing all those unhinged clips and Mo's like losing it. I'm like, yeah, my work here is done.
I couldn't get off the floor. I was laughing so hard. That's how well Katie's mom gave Katie this lesson that she wanted to teach her.
So your dear friend Katie gets owned by her own mother.
Absolutely.
And it was so beautiful and so funny. You didn't bother to take your friend's side. You just basked in the glory of what her mom did and laughed your ass off.
Absolutely. There was nothing I could do. So
before you tell the story.
Okay.
How'd that make you feel, Katie?
Terrible. For him, it's one of the funniest moments. And for me, it's one of the most embarrassing moments.
Perfect. Okay.
Her embarrassment is my amusement.
I love it. So let it also be our amusement.
Okay. So to paint the scene, right? There's a group of us there. It's all of Katie's friends. Like all of Katie's best friends are in a room together, chilling, having a good time.
Like at somebody's home or out in public?
At my home.
At your house.
Perfect. We're all at my home, chilling, hanging out. And we wanted to watch the BET Awards because, you know, it was Sunday night and the awards was coming on. So I didn't have any app to where I could watch the BET Awards, but Katie did.
Yeah. I was like, I got y'all.
But she couldn't remember the password.
Oh, don't you hate it when that happens?
Yeah, that's the worst. And I knew that there was one person who did, which was my mom.
Okay.
So she calls her mom to get the password. Now, Katie calls her mom, and she initiates the conversation with her mom on speaker. So everyone obviously can hear her mom. And her mom says to Katie, I have told you about putting me on speakerphone when you have people around. She made it very clear that she did not like that.
Yeah, she did.
And I guess Katie did it anyway. So Katie kind of just bypasses her mom saying, I thought we talked about this. And she's like, yeah, mom, I know. But I need the password. Can you please just give me the password to this app so that we can watch the award show? So then Katie's mom very calmly says, okay, sure. So then Katie starts to, you know, get to the point where she has to put the password in. And then we're all just kind of sitting around waiting for her to get the password. And then, you want to take it from here, Katie?
No.
I want to hear it from you.
Okay. So then Katie's mom starts to say the password.
Uh-huh.
P-O-R-N-W-H-O-R-E-6-9. And Katie is a little lit, so she's not putting it together.
No, not at all.
You can't, you're not, you can't spell that out in your head.
No, I'm just like, all right, uh-huh, okay. All right, as I'm just going with it and typing it in. And then it said wrong password. I was like, Mom, it's not going. It's not working.
So then Katie's like, Mom, do you mean C? Do you mean corn? Are you trying to say corn?
Yes, because everybody knows what a corn whore Katie is.
And we're all just sitting there like, there's no way this is real life.
Oh,
so mind you,
man.
We have no idea that her mom is playing a trick on her. Like, we actually think this is the password.
Wait, even after her mom established out the gate, you know how I hate when you put me on speakerphone and you have company.
No, because my thought was, this is her real password and she's embarrassed by it. And that's why she was mad at Katie for putting her on speaker to have to do this. So we're sitting there like, there's no way this is real life. Like, I never wanted to know this much about Katie's mom. There's no way this is the actual password. And Katie just is not putting this together. I mean, it had to be a good 2 minutes of her just going back and forth with her mom. Like, no, Mom, you mean C, right? There's no way. And she's like, no, Katie, P. Capital P. And we are on the floor laughing at this point at the entire situation because Katie just really didn't figure it out at first.
Yeah, and so after I'm trying to figure it out and she keeps saying the same thing, I look back because my back was to them. Everyone, I turn and everyone's laughing. I'm like, what are y'all laughing at? Like, I want the password.
She did not get it. And her mom spelled this password out like 5 times.
Katie, how are you not understanding that your mother is putting you on blast in front of all of your friends?
Because like Mo said, my mom would have a password like that. And she was born in 69.
Oh, it was so funny.
Okay, so finally, when did it dawn on you that your mom is messing with you?
When she actually said it.
Like after we couldn't get in, she was like, okay, Lesson learned. Now I'll text you the real password.
Yeah. Yep. And then I was like, everything clicked. Yeah, so it was very embarrassing for me.
You're so pretty.
Your mother's the goat.
She is.
All right, Abby's got your e-buzz coming up next. Tom Hanks's niece is finally speaking out about her meltdown on national TV. More on that in your next e-buzz on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
She's hosting a party for her niece at her home, but doesn't want to invite the mother because she doesn't like her.
Wow.
Like, can you eat? First, before we even get to the email, I don't even know how that's humanly possible to invite someone's child to your house for a birthday party and then be like, nah, sorry, mom, you're not allowed, even though it's, I don't know, your kid.
I don't know a world that that's acceptable.
I don't know a world where that's acceptable either.
I've actually been in this exact situation.
Shut up. What? Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't know if I can really air out the family drama, but I've been in this exact scenario.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't air out the family drama, but what ultimately happened? Did the person attend? Did the person not attend? Did the party go on? Like,
so I was the child in this situation, and I was the one to, I was an adult, so I just cut ties in respect for my family member.
Really?
Who was disliked by this other family member.
Shut up.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So I actually still grapple with it today. I don't know if it was the right decision.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. So this email reads, hey, Burt Show, I'm reaching out on some mixed feelings I have on a situation with my niece's mother and would love to get your advice. Our relationship went downhill a year ago when she cheated on my brother. So this is her sister-in-law. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is her sister-in-law. Our feelings towards her changed and how we saw her. I always told my brother I would support him in any decision he decides to make, but to always put my niece first. He decided to take her back and they did couples therapy. Recently, my brother found out that she never stopped cheating and cheated before she got pregnant, during and after.
Yikes.
During?
Take a break.
Girl.
Whoa.
Let it rest.
You gotta be tired.
Oh, geez. Okay. As always, I'm here to support my brother. He told me he was done with her and they would work on co-parenting. After the, in quotations, breakup, their fights would get extremely bad to the point where the police got involved in one of them. The police suggested I would take my niece for the night so they could calm down and work things out. I'm a stay-at-home mom and basically the family babysitter. I love having a full house and all the kids coming over here. They know this is a safe space and I provide everything for them to feel comfortable and for my house to be their second home. I make sure to be a huge part of all my nieces and nephews' lives. I normally do a dinner for all the kids' birthdays. I wouldn't consider it an actual birthday party since it's just the family kids. After the police got called during their argument, I had to pick up my niece. I wasn't too sure how long I could tolerate her. I'm super huge on my mental health considering I tend to the kids. I have my husband and I'm also caring for my grandmother with dementia. I cannot handle any more outside stress. My brother started talking to one of my friends and this is where it went completely downhill. So, my niece's mom, I guess that's her sister-in-law, texted me at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning, trying to pick a fight after finding out he was talking to my friend. She told me I could not plan anything for my niece's birthday. This is where my feelings got hurt. I felt as if she was only trying to use my niece as bait, to pick a fight. She loves drama, loves starting fights. She knew this would be the only way to get to me. We argued back and forth that morning, and I had to come to the point where I told her she was not allowed at my house or anywhere near my property. And if that means I can no longer babysit my niece, so be it. And I blocked her from my phone. My brother calls me the next day and asks me if I can still babysit my niece. I told him I'd be more than happy to watch her as long as I don't have to deal with her mother. He agreed, and so did she. He also brought up the birthday dinner. I told him I'd still like to do that for her, but she is not welcome in my home. My brother told me he fully supports me and doesn't want him or my niece's mother to get involved in my relationship with my niece. I also cannot trust her to not lash out in front of the kids. I only have one child, and my daughter has never seen me and her dad fight, and we agreed she should never be exposed to that kind of environment.
On top of that, my mom and sister are no longer comfortable with her. Not just because of our argument, but because my niece isn't her priority. Her priority is partying, drinking, and doing drugs. This past Sunday, I was combing my niece's hair. I ran my finger through her hair and felt bumps. My niece had 3 ticks on the side of her head under her hair. She doesn't brush my niece's hair daily and always comes in dirty clothes. She takes her to a campsite Friday morning for a few hours while my brother's at work. That means she had those ticks on her since Friday. It also made me realize if I wouldn't have brushed her hair or so, if I wasn't watching her, when would they have realized she had ticks? My brother is to blame in the situation as well because he should have been more on top of things. Thankfully, my niece is okay. My niece's mother has been planning a birthday party for my niece to which our whole side of the family was not invited. I wasn't angry about it because I knew I would make sure we celebrated her anyway. So my question to you, Burt Show, am I the a-hole for not allowing my niece's mother to come to my house for my niece's birthday? Thanks in advance. Mm. Well, I did a turnabout.
I was about to say, that email sure turned me around. I completely get it.
I 100% get it.
Yeah, keep her out.
Right? I don't blame her at all.
No.
But mainly because it also seems like her niece's mom doesn't want to be a part of her life at all. So it's like there's no point of her coming to the birthday dinner because it's just going to be a fight or drama or something even worse.
And also, she's throwing her daughter a party, like, and she's not inviting that family. And they're fine. We're like, yeah. So if she wasn't planning something else, I would feel like for the sake of the niece to include the mom, maybe. But since she's already planning something, girl, you are well within your right. Like, obviously involve the brother. I wouldn't even say I'm throwing my niece a party. Be like, my brother and I are throwing my niece a party, his daughter. And that's your family celebration. And that's what sometimes what co-parenting boils down to. She just gets to have 2 parties.
I thought at the end, maybe the brother like forgave her and they were still together. And then in that instance, I'm like, okay, it's tough to not invite her. Because if the brother forgave her, you got to go with it. But for them, if they're not together and all this drama, I see absolutely nothing wrong with not inviting her.
All right. So cool. Congratulations. You're not the a-hole. It's the Burt Show.
Thanks for listening. Get more Burt Show fix at thebirdshow.com or follow us on social media at The Burt Show.